Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Nicole hosts Easter every year. That's why she shops at BJ's Wholesale Club, stocking up on spiral ham, baked goods, fresh flowers, candy, and 5 dozen eggs.
I've got a lot of baskets to fill.
Nicole's not worried because she knows she can save big and get it all done in one trip.
It's like winning the Easter egg hunt.
When you save, everyone wins. Get a $15 digital coupon when you spend $150 in one transaction, now through April 5th. Visit BJ's.com/Easter coupon for details. BJ's, your Easter destination.
Hey guys, I'm Keith Finch.
And I'm Jack.
And you'll notice that we do not have a Caleb Giddings with us today, as he decided to go on a long walk with his friend the gardener.
We wish him the best of luck.
We wish him well.
But Keith, there are no adults here to stop us from talking about it.
So we're going to do what we want.
Which means we're going to talk about rifles, because rifles make Caleb grumpy because the M4 is roughly as tall as he is.
Yeah, he does not like it. He does not like being smaller than the M16A4.
So. Right. Musketry confuses him. He's like, magazines, more than 6 bullets.
It doesn't rotate. I'm very, very confused. It doesn't rotate. But before we get to that, I would like to thank Guns.com and Taurus for sponsoring this episode, as always. If you're looking for rifles, too, despite the fact that Caleb will push you to pistols, if you're looking for rifles, too, you can get those on Guns.com as well.
So, I think everybody who watches this, I'm going to guess, owns an AR-15 or 12. You find a buffer tube, you got to make a new one. That's the rule. I didn't make it up, but it is the rule.
I was making fun of Caleb for this yesterday because he found a B5 stock and he's like, I have to make a rifle out of this.
Yeah.
Even you cannot escape the law of I have found a part that means another rifle.
But there also comes a point where you're like, I don't want to shoot a new caliber, but I do want something different. I want to change. I still want to go shoot 5.56, but I want a non-AR-15 AR.
This is something that's driven a lot of cool niche spaces in the market, because I'll admit it, the AR-15 is kind of a boring rifle. It's played out. It works very well, and we build them very well now. And if you need a rifle that works well and that is parts compatibility everywhere, grab an AR-15. But if you don't want that, that's fine, and you have a lot of options too.
Right. Like, there's a ton of stuff out there. When I hear from most people, they're like, I really don't want an AR-15 for, you know, whatever reason. They used to have reasons. That's gone away. Like, I remember people being like, well, it does this or it doesn't do that, or I want this or I need this niche thing. And now you don't really get that.
2006 to 2010, they may have had some legs to stand on, because our market space was not what it is today with the AR-15. Now the AR-15 truly pretty much does everything you could ask of it, where back then there were a limited, kind of like there were with red dots. You had like 3 good options,
or
2 good options, and then the gun store special fold out options. now that's not the case. And you can get every flavor of AR-15, but you can also get a lot of flavors that are AR-15 adjacent. And a lot of these are really cool rifles. So if you don't want an AR-15, there's nothing that says you have to buy an AR-15.
Right.
You can get as close compatible as you want to it, or you can kind of go off in a weird direction and have some fun with that too.
I think there's also a lot to be said for the fact that just like there are other options. There are options that actually work now, which used to not be the case. I remember people used to say, like, oh, the AR-15 isn't reliable. That was the thing that made guys not want to get it. Like, you would hear the AK guys.
The horror stories out of some of the Vietnam era stuff, despite the fact that a lot of that came from post-Vietnam vets who used the gun literally only during peacetime and only as it came out or went back into an armory and not the greatest
Or some condition some story from
Dude who was playing a dude disguised as another dude who heard about a dude who was talking about the AR and
that said he knew he knows for a fact it says Mattel on the stock and
all right. God forbid we
I won't say that like
trust a company that does nothing but plastic with a part that's made of plastic.
I think there's a lot to like. You know, old guys get stuck in their ways, and I don't want to be that old guy. I don't want to be the dude's like, just buy an AR. That's all you need. It's probably what you need if you want a defensive rifle.
Like, it probably fits the bill, but it's just like saying, like, what do you need? Well, get a Glock 19. And the minutes I used to be like, no, you should get a Glock 19. You should look at a Glock 19. Now it's like, look at something like the Glock 19. Start with the Glock 19, and then look at its whole peer group. And figure out what you want from that product. Because the point of it, the fact of things today, is that that pile's full of good guns, full of good rifles. And if you don't want, and if you don't care about really what you spend within a very reasonable range, and you want something different, it exists out there for you.
I will say, like, there are a couple of things that, like, I'm a guy that, like, I don't want anything that takes a proprietary magazine. I want it to take PMags.
Yeah.
And I want PMags to work in it. If PMags work in it, Lancers will work in it.
Mm-hmm. And most of the good GI specs will work in
it. Yeah. So something that takes the AR mag, but isn't necessarily an AR, there used to be one option. And that was the FN SCAR.
Mm-hmm. That was the one that worked.
Yeah, you were an early adopter of it, and you've got a Gen 1.
Yeah, I've got an early generation 17 and a fairly early generation 16. So my gun in the grand spec of things is old, but it's
awesome. Like, I don't think anyone has ever said the SCAR doesn't run. It kills optics on occasion, but it doesn't.
The funny story about going down that rabbit hole is just like, did it kill optics? Absolutely. My 17 killed an optic twice. On the third time, the optic survived. So they got it set out. It was a T&E optic that was sent to me specifically to try and break it. Guess what? I did.
I was there when that happened. That was,
yep. Reticle went all kittywampus, and some of the lube that's in the turret start leaking down.
Yeah, that was so wild.
I was like, oh. And so it's happening under recoil, so these splatters were coming up on the reticle as the oil went back and forward onto the lens, and I'm like, this is problematic.
Sent it back, and they're
like, yeah, that broke. I'm like, yeah, it did.
So, but if we can say, like, there are some things with the SCAR Gen 1 stuff that aren't as desirable.
Yeah.
I think the SCAR is a great gun.
It is.
I am not wild about its forend. Mm-hmm. I wish it was longer. There are a lot of options to add an extended rail to it.
The aftermarket has kind of fixed that for us on that one, but I'll agree with you there. Because the SCAR inhabited this weird niche, and it still does because how they're built, this weird niche where we were really concerned with being able to shove like a 10.5, 11 inch barrel into a gun without doing a lot of stuff to the gun.
Yeah.
When you look at the SCAR's receiver, that's exactly what it's for. The SCAR's receiver is built for its short barrels, not its long barrels.
So with that, I also, an SBR SCAR is choice. Yeah. Just choice. You have one of those. You are up there with 416 guy. Yep. On the range where I'm like, oh, mm-hmm. an FB, mm-hmm. FN SCAR? Night. SBR'd you say? Oh, my. Oh. Mm-hmm. Ooh. Mm-hmm. Tell me more.
Go on, sir. And it did and still does compel a hefty price tag. So
I think that is the thing that goes against it the most right now is mm-hmm. I remember like the first time I bought a $2,000 rifle and I was like, all right, we're not going to be doing that again. Yeah, not for a while.
But that's not going to happen again for a moment.
And generally there are two kinds of guys that show up with a scar to a class. There is in the military dude, which tells me you just got your deployment check.
Yep. Like, you got disposable income. Your bills were covered this whole time. So you actually have disposable money and you're like, yep.
which I've also seen that there's a trend of military guys. That's either like really expensive rifle, decent truck, really expensive truck, shitty rifle.
Yes.
I'm not telling you how to live your life.
That's a wild thing too. It's like really expensive truck, like got all the good things for the truck, but then they didn't even go down to decent rifle. They went to shitty rifle.
Right.
Like they spent everything on the truck and they're like, I can't spring the extra $300 to go from we'll probably end up breaking during this class to we'll absolutely not break during this class, but there's no bells and whistles in it. Like, right. I'm not running a Geissele trigger and full ambi controls or anything like right. that. I don't have an ambi receiver on this thing. I just have a solid rifle that's going to feed, eject, and shoot. Done.
So if you want a scar, you're looking at a hefty price tag and you're going to have to kind of, that's not coming down.
No.
I think the cheapest I've ever seen one was a used one for like $2,200. That was on consignment. And I'm pretty sure that guy was crying.
Yeah.
That
was probably just during a downs where a lot of guns weren't moving and that guy had to move the gun and it just is.
The other person that shows up with scars to classes are doctors.
Yes.
Which I could do a whole thing about what happens when a doctor walks into a gun store.
When doctors walk onto because the X95, another excellent AR
that
does the PMAGs and hits all these wickets, especially if you want like a short indoor rifle. It's a great indoor rifle because it's very small. But doctors do the same thing with the X95 where they're like, that's not an AR-15 and I make the doctor money. So,
yeah. Like it costs more. So I assume it's better. And mm-hmm. the thing I can always tell about a doctor gun, like if you laid 10 guns out and you're like, one of these is a doctor gun, pick it out. I would 9 times out of 10, I'm going to know which gun it is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because they have a really expensive gun with an EOTech on it. And then a Streamlight light.
Yep.
And a really cheap foregrip
mm-hmm.
mounted in a weird way.
Yes.
The reason why.
Nothing's quite in the right spot.
And nothing is purchased offline.
Correct.
Because they go to the gun store and they make one big bulk purchase of whatever's there.
Yep.
And 9 times out of 10, gun stores don't have good lights. Now, good gun stores will. They'll have good lights, they'll have a selection of optics, and the mm-hmm. optics stuff has changed a little bit.
Yep.
But back in the day, it used to be like EOTech was the only one anyone carried with because regular.
EOTech had that price range that the guys who knew were shopping for everything online, including EOTechs.
Yeah.
The guys who didn't know, the EOTech has a buy it now type price that can go with a fairly expensive rifle purchase and not hurt anyone's feelings. I can't, without special ordering it, I can't throw a Night Force in as an upsell on a rifle because it costs more than the rifle.
Yeah.
the scar, it matches it. So
yeah. So with all of that going on, the scar is probably like our granddad pinnacle. You wanted an AR, but you don't want an AR-15.
Mm-hmm.
There's the scar.
And I arrived on my scar in kind of a weird way because I was a big 308 guy. And now I went down a rabbit hole where I'm like, 308 shouldn't exist. I still like it. But like, if you track the history of where we ended up at 308, we're like, we shouldn't have built that. We knew better
back then. Yeah. But like, we get it. We'll save that. Content.
Yeah. It's a great one. And I brought it up before. But because I bought the 17 first, and I loved the 17. Great 308. Excellent, excellent rifle. Loved it. And then I looked at my pile of rifles and I'm like, I don't have a regular 5.56 gun. I just didn't. I had like pistols. I think I had one SBR at that point, but I didn't have just a regular 16-inch normal rifle 5.56 gun. And I'm like, oh, I should fix that. And about that same time, a buddy of mine had a 16 that he wanted to let go because he had two of them. And he's like, I don't need two of them. And so I was like, well, I'll take that because I have a 17.
So
and it was... I paid most of full price for it. I paid full price during like good pricing times. I didn't pay full price at the time I bought it. And I certainly didn't pay full price of today's price. But during the good times, I think it was $2,700 I got it for. And it was like, I will say it doesn't do anything that a good M4 can't do, but man, does it feel good shooting? Like, I really enjoy shooting that rifle a lot. Great AR alternative, but does come with a price tag.
Yeah. So that's at the top. Under that, there used to be nothing. You were like in really weird like, well, there was the XCR, which had a weird time spot where it was there. And it was also like, I remember it wasn't popular because they said like, hey, you've got to shoot like 250 rounds, then retighten everything. And I personally was like, don't trust that. The XCR has come back.
Yeah.
And is in a much more favorable condition. But the one that's like...
Alexander Robinson took that rifle and he just kept it going because he was competing for the SCAR contract. I have one like sitting over here. It was always that odd rifle that like, that was one of the first gun forums I found was like the XCR forum where they were talking about like the rifle and its development and everything like that. And after a while I dropped off it cause I couldn't afford the rifle at the time. Cause it's up there. It's not SCAR expensive, but it's not far under SCAR expensive. They're $2,200 to $2,600 rifles. Right. But like that one had proprietary bolt, cool charging handle, ambidextrous controls. It was a good system, but yeah, it was this slow little startup small business. And I'm really glad he kept it going because its resurgence has been real, a lot of fun. It's a good rifle to have.
So I think there's a new contender out there. I say new, it's been around for a while, but like it is finally like in the last 2 years shown that it is 100% effective. And that is the Bren. The Bren 2 really is a gun that's worth looking at. I remember when the Bren 1 came out and the Bren 1 looked like obviously Czechoslovakian SCAR.
Yeah.
And I was like, I had no interest in it. It had the same foreign problems as the SCAR did. Price point was okay, but I was like, nothing really to it.
Yeah,
the Bren 2, on the other hand, that's a cool gun.
It is.
And it's we're seeing it
very
all over Ukraine.
Yeah. There are actual SCARs in Ukraine. I saw one in a video yesterday. No sights on it, funny enough. Dude was riding in the back of a Humvee and just sending it. With the rear sight flipped down, too. Like, this dude had clearly, like, popped the hatch to go get something or somebody.
Right.
And was just sending it in the direction that the Russians were, as you do. And they were running in the Humvees. They were driving away in the trucks. And this dude's just... And it's a SCAR, you can tell by the sight setup. But I have seen a lot of Brens, too, in Ukraine. That's one of the very popular 5.56 guns they're running, and it's doing incredibly well. If you want a gun that teethed well recently, the Bren 2 is, yes, it's doing work.
So I think that one's like pretty. If you're interested in non AR, that is coming in at like the 1800 mark.
Mm-hmm.
When I see it. just under that, last one we'll talk about is one that I think is really interesting that I haven't gotten my hands on yet. And it's at a really interesting price point of like $1,200, is the Palmetto State Arms Jackal.
I have had that in my inbox a couple of times now. And the amount of times in a day I have to stop myself from just going, you know what, I'm going to buy it and see. I am so interested in that rifle, especially with Palmetto State having picked up like Harrington and Richardson, H&R, because they're doing an AR retro line through H&R. So their manufacturing has gotten so strong, so crazy good. And that Jackal is very interesting. And it's the first AR alternative that we've seen outside of like the Kel-Tec SU-16 back in the day. That's at that like middle AR price point, but not an AR. Most of the other ones break $2,000 very easily.
Yeah. Also comes like has a stock option for a 13.7 barrel. And that's cool to me. I think that's the new kind of hotness. I haven't played with it a lot, so I can't really say one way or the other. But in the world of non-AR, AR-15s, we're reaching some good stuff. They're typically always going to be piston guns if you're into piston stuff.
Most of them are going to be an AR-18 clone of some sort. They're going to take that.
Also the BRN-180.
Another good one. Been out a while and it's proven out rather nicely. Just about everybody I know who has that gun really likes that gun.
The problem I have with that gun is I never notice it because it looks so much like an AR-15 at a distance.
Yep, their original concept, they weren't even going to do a whole gun, I don't think. They were just recreating the upper receiver but doing it so it'll drop on an AR lower, because it will.
Yeah. So that one, definitely kind of cool. I had not thought about that until just a second. You were like, it's an AR-180 clone. They all are. That's probably like, if we did the big graph of like family diagram, it's either an AR clone or an AR-180.
AR-15 plus piston a little over here, then AR-18s. And then over here is like kind of AKs and weird stuff over there. Well,
G36, a whole bunch of other stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Funny enough, the G36 is also the AR-18 operating system.
Yes. That's what I meant. Like, it's everything.
Well, anyway, guys,
it's definitely the Scooby-Doo monster. Yep. Oh my God, it was the AR-18
the entire time. Well, anyway, guys, AR alternatives, what are your favorites? Let us know in the comments below. Bug Caleb, make fun of him for not liking rifles because rifles are cool. I'm okay with that. Bullying works on the internet, and maybe he'll turn that B5 stock that he posted the other day into something actually like cool and practical and end up with us in rifle world, even if it's the same size as he is. But that's all we got for today, guys. So, later.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You're listening to a podcast right now, driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at RSS.com.